on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time now for the latest news from the US Open with Aussie tennis coach Roger Rashid.
G'day, Rog.
Good morning, boys, and to all your listeners.
How the hell are you?
What's that? I'm very good. I mean, I'm pumped because we've gone from the Olympic Games and straight into, which is fantastic, a couple of weeks of a lot of emotion and energy, and then straight into the US Open. So it goes from busy to just as busy because Manhattan's obviously, it's an exciting place where a lot goes on, and the US Open's just part of the fabric for the 2 weeks in Manhattan.
Well, speaking of fabric, Rog, we've joined your camp, mate. We've all got the beautiful Lacoste on celebrating the US Open.
No, well, I know that, and I'm glad you have. Do you know now how I feel when I put the garment on?
Well, you went the extra tight. We're okay, mate.
No, I'm glad you're in it, and you're both. I've seen some photos, and you're looking. You look magnificent in that stuff. Yeah. So it's good.
They had your own little section. Extra tight.
Yeah, that was for Roger.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Roger Rashid's extra tight shirt.
If you've got it, you should wear it.
You're exactly. A funny bugger. You're a funny bugger.
What did you make of the? What's that?
What colours are you going with?
I've got black on today.
I've got blue.
Slimming colour.
Deep blue.
Oh, good. Lovely. Mm.
Lots of blues.
Lovely.
Mm. Hey, what did you make of the Olympics?
Oh, look, if I just put it purely on the tennis side of it, it's interesting. I mean, look, we saw a lot of talk about whether it should be there. It was one of the original sports originally at the Olympic Games, the very first Olympics. And I think if you could see the emotion from Andy Murray when he won, Novak Djokovic when he lost, Del Potro when he was there as well and got through Novak and a few others and gets into, so you could see that Nadal, when he won the doubles, he jumped on his doubles partner, Lopez, and they were on the ground, in tears. So you could see what it meant to the big name players to be there. I don't like the way it's conducted in the sense that there are so many players that become Olympians, if you know what I mean. So it's a big draw, 64 draw. You're only allowed three from each country. So someone like Spain, who've got five guys inside the top 50, those only three guys can play. So I think they should condense it. 24 players, direct acceptance. Four players that are go through in a qualifying round, and then they play, give a couple to the country, the host nation. And you've got a really slimline elite draw, if you know what I mean. And if you don't have anyone in the top 24 players in the world, you're not in it.
Okay.
As simple as that. But I think it should be really a lot more elitist, where you've got guys that are outside the top 100, 150 that become Olympians for your country, which I'm not sure that smells right.
No, that's fair enough. Now, Rog, we've got eight Aussies in action at the US Open, five men, three women. So we're about finding a winner. So can you find us a winner? We'll chat every day.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're still Tuesday morning out. Australia time is when it starts. So we're a day away. They're just going through the nerves. Look, for the Australians, I mean, obviously we've got two seeded players in Kyrgios and Tomic. So they're the two guys. They didn't play in the Olympics. So they're a bit fresher. They didn't go through that extra hurdle to get here. But can they win it? No, they can't. And look, as you mentioned, TK, eight Aussies in the draw, two wild cards in the draw. So that really says we've got six Australians in the men's and women draw combined. Not quite where we want to be. There's no doubt about that. I'm sure there are concerns at Tennis Australia with what our numbers look like at that top end of the game, and we need to, we need to really make a real concerned effort to actually make sure we've got people at the top end of the game over the next 5 years. So, but we're definitely a nation that's not healthy at the top end of the game for sure.
Mm. Mate, John McEnroe has ended his spell as a coach. He was coaching Raonic, wasn't he?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, I think. With those sort of things, he came on board, coached the grass court season. Obviously, Milos wanted to see if he could give him a different type of ingredients. Obviously, John is very educational. I love talking tennis with John. He's one of the most educated tennis heads in the game. And when you've got a camp and you've got a lot of moving parts, it's very hard to put them all together every day.
Yeah.
It's quite finicky. So, maybe it just didn't work out that they were seeing the same things. Carlos Moya was also part of that crew. So you've got a former world number one there, and then you've got his standard coach who's sitting there as well. So you've got three people deciding on the fabric of what's going to be what one person's got to put out. It's not like a football team, an AFL club, where you've got a whole lot of players to sort after. One guy, three heads. How do you get the message right? That's probably, you know, there could be some different messages. But, you know, look, it's going to be interesting, US Open. I mean, Andy Murray goes in with the favourite boys. He's played the best tennis. I mean, he's won Wimbledon. He's made the final of every major this year. So he'll only be the sixth person if he can get through to the final. Hasn't been in the final here since 2012, where he won. So, you know, for him to get through to every major, he's won the Olympic gold medal. He's defended that, which has been amazing over a four-year period. He's the form player, but he's also the worn-out player, if you know what I mean. His body's been through a lot, played a lot of matches. Novak, on the other hand, he's had a few off-court issues. He's got a little wrist problem. I think he'll be fine, though, but he's had it really comfortable as far as way through in sense of his body. It's fresh. It's whether his mind is prepared to go through the distance. And that's been a bit of a question mark. Yes, at Wimbledon and also through the Olympics, he wasn't quite there as a tennis player as he has been over the last three or four years.
All right, Rog, one word answer. Who wins the men's?
I'm going Murray.
Okay, $2.75 at tab.com.au. Give us your best roughie for the men's. One word.
Best roughie for the men? I'll go Wawrinka. I'll go Cilic.
Cilic, okay.
Ooh, Cilic is $26. Okay, so your winner for the men's is Andy Murray, $2.75. Your best roughie, Cilic, at $26 at tab.com.au. We'll chat about the women and other results tomorrow morning, Rog. Look forward to having you on board again, mate.
See you, boys, and keep wearing those outfits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lacoste. Be beautiful.